And welcome back to New In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler. And we're on to page two of the business openings.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things happening. Going over to the northwest side of town, there's in the Grand Mere area, there's a new development by Schultz Construction, two different residential areas called Prairie Village, and that is underway and under construction. We still have a lot of housing developments going on, new housing developments all over the Manhattan area, both over in Pottawatomie County and on the west side of Manhattan. So a lot of housing construction still going on. Also in the Grand Mere area, they have broken ground and are doing a lot of dirt work and infrastructure for the First Christian Church, which is currently located downtown, is building a brand new facility out on in Grand Mere, and that construction has started and is underway. We also did a groundbreaking ceremony for Wainwright Eye Care, and they are going out in Vanesta Place, again in the Grand Mere Village area. Colbert Hills itself has a long-range master plan. There's no construction, but they're looking at adding, in addition to the restaurant and the clubhouse that are out there, they're going to expand the K-State Golf facility, and then they're looking at putting some actual event space out at Colbert Hills. Moving back down to Highway 24 over on the east side of Manhattan, we talked about earlier that Panera Bread has got a second location that is already under construction at 325 East Points Avenue. Fox Home Innovations is going to be building a new facility and relocating to XL Road and Highway 24, and I believe they hope to have that completed by the end of 2018. Robbins Commercial Trucks is building a facility at Highway 24 and XL Road as well. And then there's a new Kia car dealership that'll be going out on East Highway 24. And I haven't driven out there to see whether they've actually started doing some construction on that. But it's a group ownership out of Dodge City that is bringing the Kia dealership to the Manhattan area. If we, and I often refer to this next place as where Kmart used to be, and there's two new retailers that have been announced that are under construction at this redevelopment area, and Old Navy, which will be very popular with a lot of people, and I think they're supposed to be, they're talking about trying to be open in June, and then Ross's Dress for Less is also opening later this summer. Both of those stores are under construction, and that's part of that Kmart Academy Sports is there. And then there's one more major retail space that's still available, and we've heard rumors about who's going in there, but I don't spread rumors, so we're not going to talk about who we think might go in there.
Red Lobster.
No, let's not start that rumor.
Real quick, going back to Old Navy, does Old Navy still have maybe it's been out there for a while, maybe it's still there, but as far as at Manhattan Town Center, is there an Old Navy store there?
No, there's never been an Old Navy.
Oh, there
Navy
never
there.
Has been. Okay,
never
has okay.
Been. Yeah, gotcha. There have been some. Old Navy is a very popular store. There's a lot of people that thought it should have been here a long time ago, and I know there were efforts by other developers to try to bring Old Navy to town, including the mall, but they're locating there. So having those in there, it's nice to see a redeveloped shopping center and to have both Academy Sports, Old Navy, and Ross's. And then there'll be another, there's an empty space still yet that I know that they're working on. So a lot of activity there. Also out in that same kind of area, a little further out, Heritage North, there's a lot of infrastructure going in, and there's going to be a new women's health group and some physician offices. So kind of getting some medical care way on the east side of town on Highway 24. And again, that is under construction. If we come back into town a little bit, where Hastings used to be, and they went out of business, well over a year, maybe 2 years ago now. But Harbor Tools is going in there. That's a very popular place that's in a lot of locations around Kansas, and so finally getting them into Manhattan. And so I think a lot of people sort of joked a little bit and said, well, that'll be great. It'll probably also be great for Hobby Lobby, because a lot of, and I'm not trying to stereotype, but a lot of women like Hobby Lobby, but maybe a lot of husbands don't, and or boyfriends. And so now they both can go to the same location, and one can go into Hobby Lobby, and the other person can go into Harbor Tools. So
is Harbor Tools, are they selling like any specific brands or anything? Or is
I think a variety. I have not been in one. I don't know whether Dave has.
I have.
Okay, so maybe you can explain to listeners what it is then.
It's kind of like, they don't really do brand names, but they do, you know, more cost-effective tools, I guess.
Okay, kind of more wholesale in a way.
In some respects, yeah. You know, some knockoffs. I mean, all kinds of different things. I think that they, I don't know if they're just, you know, like most of the stuff is made overseas or whatever and shipped over here. But they got a wide variety of a lot of things in there. They've got household, they've got automotive, they got woodworking, any kind of tool, you know, a lot of power tools, a lot of things that, you know, you can't find around here.
Right.
So. Yeah, I've got a lot of friends that are very excited about that. Me too.
Heard from a lot of people too. Harbor Freight is the name of it, and you can go online and look. They've got a big online that describes what they do actually carry. So again, a lot of people are excited about that. So despite nationally some of the slowdown in retail, Manhattan continues to attract some new and different types of regional and national chains. So. I think, again, a lot of people are excited about that and getting a new car dealership in town, too. So,
you know, one thing real quick, I want to go back to the areas over by Highway 24, that Kmart area real quick. Like that is a part of town that really is kind of exploding with a lot of redevelopment. And do you kind of foresee maybe in the future that when it comes to traffic and the way the roads are over there, that they'll probably that the city might have to look at reevaluating some things over there?
Well, I know that Pottawatomie County and the city of Manhattan have been in discussions and study on that whole Highway 24 corridor, and I think anybody that lives over there can talk about the traffic has continued to expand rapidly over there as the housing in western Pottawatomie County continues to grow. And yes, I think that area, as it redevelops again, when you've got Academy Sports, and you're going to have Ross's, and you're going to have Harbor Tools, and you're going to have Old Navy over there, that's going to draw a lot of traffic.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Mr. Butler, did you envision, when you arrived here in year 2000 in Dodge City, did you envision this tremendous growth we've had? And I feel very strongly that you have been a great influence on that growth. And I know that the community is going to miss you, but I understand you're going to stay around, and you'll probably do greater things than you have in the past. And I'll just hang up and listen to your comments. Thanks for what you do.
Well, thank you, caller. Appreciate the kind comments. You know, when I came here in 2000, and I have always felt, because I've lived in Kansas, as the caller indicated, I had lived in Kansas. I lived in Dodge City for 18 years and had numerous opportunities for friends and family and business to come to Manhattan. And I always felt that Manhattan had a lot of potential and still has a lot of potential. And as I've shared with some people, I wish I was 10 or 15 years younger, because I think if the community, the leaders of the community, the business community, and our political leaders continue to look at Manhattan as an opportunity for some quality growth, I think that we'll continue to see a lot of excitement yet to come for Manhattan. Manhattan's a very pretty place. It has a lot of great things going, and a lot of people have invested a lot of time, energy, and money into this community to make it what it is. And I've been very happy and pleased to be part of it. I've always been a proponent of planned growth and not uncontrolled, wild growth. I experienced that in Colorado, and it's not fun. And I think the way we're trying to do it here in Manhattan is the right way to do it. But as you said, Brady, a moment ago, as you redevelop areas and you see other areas of growth, especially on the western Pottawatomie County or extreme eastern Manhattan, you know, you're going to have some traffic. And so we're the city and the community and the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the MPO, that's very much on their radar screen, and they're very much watching and working with the Kansas Department of Transportation to look at long-term solutions to make sure that we don't create too many bottlenecks at that location. So getting back to our list, because we were over there on Highway 24, if we go around Kansas State University, there's a couple of sororities, Pi Kappa Alpha House and Beta House, are doing some construction work on their facilities. And then the K-State Foundation up on Kimball Avenue is doing their second office building, which is scheduled to officially open in August of 2018. And they call it 1880 Kimball. And so it's a great addition up on that north side. Moving back downtown on McCall Road, Menards is doing some interior work to their facility. So we have lots of stuff that are continuing to go around along there. I think Little Apple Toyota Honda, we've talked about that for a while. I think they're about done and may be done with their expansion that they've done at 2828 Amherst. And the Westar substation, which is just immediately east of the Manhattan Area Technical College. In fact, technically, it is Manhattan Area Technical College property that Westar has put a substation there. And that is officially scheduled to be completed in June, so just a few weeks away. Manhattan Area Technical College continues to do some internal alterations to their facility as they continue to grow and expand to meet the needs of the business community in a seven-county region. So Jim Jeanette and his group are doing great things.
All right, and we're on the page three.
Yeah,
we're on page three. All right, more in focus coming up after the break.